Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge Radio Show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, hello. This is Alicia Brown, your host of the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show, and I wanted to take this brief pause to talk specifically to my CEOs and my entrepreneurs. Now, I love our shows that we bring you monthly on the first and third Thursday of each month. But I also feel that sometimes I just want to pull you aside for that quick dose of empowerment and transformation, because we all know that sitting in this seat, being a CEO and in charge, is sometimes very challenging and difficult. So I call this moment CEO Talk. And today I want to talk about who's the boss. This is a conversation inspired by a great friend of mine, but we were talking about authority. And here's the thing that I pose with the question of this brief discussion we're going to have today. Are you still the boss? You know, so many people have different connotations on that. And, you know, that thing of power, you know, you want to be in charge. You want to be the decision maker. You want to be the influencer. You want to be the person that runs the show. And a lot of times when we start out doing that, we do that all by ourselves. And sometimes, depending on how we were raised or what culture we're a part of, that's really something that is promoted. You need to be the one in charge. You need to be the one that makes all the decisions. And there's great accolades that go with that. But the whole truth is that you really need to be the person that's the visionary. You need to be the person that's able to see what everyone else doesn't see. And you need to be the person that leads. You don't necessarily have to be the person that does it all yourself, plans it all yourself, and strategizes it all yourself. Actually, it's not that you don't necessarily need to be that person. You really should not be that person. So some of us are wearing these superhero capes that are doing nothing more than just burdening us down. And the truth of the matter is there's a lot of entrepreneurs who have that title of CEO, and all they have done is built another job for themselves. Now, their rate of success financially or accolades or what have you may vary, but behind closed doors, I see it more often than not. I'm watching as they have built these great things, these purposeful things that are just weighing them down. And you know, with the Entrepreneur Lounge, we're all about exposing the myths of entrepreneurship so you can release the weight of it all. So let's talk about that real briefly, this edition of CEO Talk. Who is the boss? Is it you? Are you truly the boss? What does the boss mean? Well, we know that the basic, simple definition of the boss is someone that's in charge. They're the ones that give the orders. But being a boss is more than that. And one of the things I think is one of the reasons people lose their authority as the boss, although they may still hold that title, is because they listen too much to what other people think. Now, I'm not talking about getting expertise or learning or training, because the thing is, if you're a leader, it doesn't matter if you're the boss or not. You always need to have continued education, continued training, watch the trends and industry things that are changing so you can stay a step ahead. And there are times where you do need to have people around you. You need to hire that team. You need to have people in positions in those areas that you're weak, in those areas that are not your expertise. And when it's done properly, it's a well-oiled machine. However, I also see a trend, and I've been guilty of it at times myself, where we start as the boss, listening more to the team, and we're allowing them, listen to what I'm saying, allowing them to shift us in opposite directions. And the thing is, you can take their wisdom, you can take their opinion. You want their opinion because you want to see what they're seeing. Sometimes we have these great plans and we're executing and we think it's going off this way, but that is not how it's perceived. And perception can be everything. But at the same time, the fact that you're the visionary, the fact that you're the CEO, the fact that you are in charge, you are the boss, means you're the decision maker. So there are times after you've gotten their opinion, after you've sought their expertise, after you've heard everything, that you're going to have to make final decisions. And sometimes you have to go against the grain. And a lot of times I also see this with women, because I think sometimes we've been raised a different way, the importance of a group, the importance, whether, you know, you're part of sorority life or whether you're a part of a big family or maybe the absence of a big family. We learn how to do things in groups, and we're comfortable that way. We're comfortable making a decision and everyone agrees with you. But that actually goes against the grain of being the boss. Sometimes they just don't see it. Sometimes the masses will disagree. But if you're going to disrupt the status quo, if you're going to disrupt the norm, then you're going to have to be that risk taker. You're going to have to be comfortable with making those decisions that, quite frankly, piss some people off. And if you're not comfortable doing that, then you're going to have a problem being the boss. So, what I want you to do, if you feel that you've lost your reins of authority and things are spinning out of control, I want you to go back to your mindset, which, you know, for this show, we're always talking about. Do you think you deserve to be the one in control? Why are you questioning yourself? Are you not confident in your abilities? Were you once confident in your abilities and now all of a sudden, maybe it was some heavy losses you had? Maybe it's something going on in your personal life. Maybe there was something in that realm of entrepreneurship where you were betrayed. Your trust was broken. Is that now holding you back in being the type of leader, the boss, the CEO that you envisioned? If so, you might need to press pause. Now, I'm not telling you to close your business or shut down your authority position, but what I am saying, it's press pause. No one says you still have to fly and put your cape on at all times. Sometimes you're going to make a decision to shift. Sometimes you're going to ask for a pause from your team as far as following the status quo or doing business as normal. I even call it sometimes a personal day, because whether you're an employee or you're the boss, we all need them. Not always about hopping on a plane and traveling to another country or taking a weekend away. You may need that as well. But sometimes it's just saying, I need a pause from what we're doing. And sometimes, a lot of times, it's understanding that I'm not going to give an explanation. I think that's something that if you feel like you no longer are in the authority seat and things are spinning out of control, that's going to be a big issue for you. It's okay to say, we're no longer going to do this, or we're shifting things over here, and don't give an explanation. Doesn't mean you don't value your team. Just means you need to take a pause. You need to re-strategize. You need to take back that position of authority. And here's a bonus I want you to be prepared for. You may lose some team members along the way, and that's perfectly okay. One of the things I really try to put in the heart of my clients is for them to understand that you're the visionary. You see this, you breathe this, you're passionate about it. But realistically, everyone's not going to share that same passion, nor are they required to. Now, you may employ them, you may hire them, you may partner with them, and they may do a great job at this aspect or that aspect. But sometimes those people that came on with a burning fire and you thought there was perfect synergy, with time, for whatever reason, they no longer feel it anymore. They no longer want to be a part. They shift towards other things. And if you are the leader, you have to, A, remember whose vision it is. Remember who bleeds this, who sacrificed the most for this, whose passion is the greatest. That should be you. And no matter what happens, you are to remain in the seat of authority. If it's no longer them, give them room, allow them to have wings to grow, and position them to fly. Fly doesn't mean that they're always going to fly with you. If it means they have to go or you depart, wish them well, but give them the space to make that decision. And please, please, don't berate them or disparage them because of it. Sometimes they've done what they were supposed to do, and it's just the end of it, and you wish them well. Because no matter whether they're a part of your team or you are just graced to have them for a moment, it should be your privilege to serve with them, and you want the absolute best for them. Bless and release, and then you will have peace. I hope this brief installment of Who's the Boss has helped you today, and I'm going to dedicate myself to having more bursts of empowerment and transformation, because we go through so much as CEOs, and sometimes we just don't have the space to talk about it or the right people to talk to in reference to this. So as always, you can follow us at theentrepreneurslounge.info. You are able to also click on that link, have our website where you're able to contact us. If there's something that's burning on your mind, if there's something you want me to talk about and address, please reach out and let me know. And of course, the first and third Thursday of every month, you're able to actually join the live show, The Course That's Longer, where we do bring our industry experts on various topics. So make sure you go to theentrepreneurslounge.info, where you can connect with all of our social media links, including our YouTube channel, and follow and connect with us there. So from, of course, the CEO and visionary of the show, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, I wish you nothing but endless joy and blessings. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.